Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking. Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like no sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride vans and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They toured around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Christopher Gates, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting booed? Shit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This is the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
the grandpa
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till it in heaven, ring with the harmony. Oh, let it be. Let our voices rise high. South and Georgia.
Organogold.com.
Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte.
We gon' take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Brr, cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on.
Way back in 96, when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused or hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent, cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quill. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place where little niggas really ain't scared much, probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up, they keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't knuckle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me
coolin' with my head in the sky now. Looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. I'm cooling, cause you can't let me pass you by. You can catch me cooling with my head in the ceiling. I'm here on the street chasing millions. Catch me cooling, cause you can't let me pass you by.
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she's tripping cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chilling at the crib, now 4 kids cooling with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that, I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models. Rosé bottles, nah, I did that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows with a Yale Braille Mac, cause I get down like that.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
Time next year they say the world ends, so now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black militant sipping Pearl Gin on my grown man, savvy like Earl Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black tee with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up and glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace pack. I'm worth millions, damn that's a great check. With a mind to protect it like great sex. I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to you yet.
Coolin' with my head in the sky now. Looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
All right now, Jimmy's Underground Radio, 347-838-9825. I'm playing one more commercial break. I'm trying to get my lines all together. Hit me up like that.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors program. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration. check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
What else? I have that little static. Oh, I put a touch meter on the line there. What else? I have it. I don't know what. I'm having static on the line. No. Hold on. I'm still getting fast feedback. Let me go one more commercial break and bring that one back.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Underground Radio Network. We're about to go on live with this little Jackson story we've been following up, right? And I'm going to bring my little sister in, Ab. She's about to give some information on that.
This is coming from NBCChicago.com in the ward room. NBC News reports that missing Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has been found. The second district congressman reportedly has been in Arizona receiving treatment for alcoholism in Arizona, according to Andrea Mitchell. Jackson Jr. went on a hiatus from Congress a month ago on June 10th, and his office released a statement nearly 2 weeks after saying that he was being treated for at an undisclosed location for exhaustion. Following the NBC News report, Jackson Jr. spokesman Rick Bryant said the information was not 100% correct. Bryant said he was not being treated for substance abuse, but didn't dispute other specifics of the report. Information regarding the congressman's treatment is protected by federal law under the Privacy Provision of the Health Insurance Probability and Accountability Act of 1996, HIPAA. The name of the attending physician and treatment center will not be disclosed in order to protect his continuing privacy. His physician makes the following statement. The congressman is receiving intensive medical treatment at a residential treatment facility for a mood disorder. He is responding well. This is the first information as to his whereabouts since the office issued that statement. Jackson's wife, Sandy, a Chicago alderman, also told NBC Chicago that Jackson Jr. was not in rehab, but would not elaborate. This is a developing story. Check back for detail.
Yeah, I think that's more than this story. I mean, so was it alcoholism?
This comes from the Huffington Post.
Oh, that's the first one you read?
No, the first one I read was NBC.
Okay. That's Huffington Post. I'm getting in. I know you have a lot.
Oh,
no, my line has dropped.
There you are. I hear you. There you go. You're back.
Yeah, okay. Like, now I had a little static information. Just mute. Give me all. So that's one.
You know something? I was in a blue room, Ebony. See?
Oh, my goodness.
See? And could you read it all over again, Ebony? Because
okay.
I don't know if everybody got it. Were you reading that, mic or was you reading my mic? Which mic was you reading?
Yours.
The phone right here?
Yeah.
So nobody heard this? So we had dead air.
Dead air.
So it didn't make no sense what's happening. Okay. So when you was reading the Jesse Jackson article, was you reading from this phone?
No.
Okay. Well, I thought you said you heard me.
I did. I'm talking about, I hear you now. I didn't hear that before.
Okay. Like I was saying, sometimes there's Jesse Jackson apologists and they want the story to get out. People laugh at him, talk about him behind his back, but they want the story to get out. Now we're realizing that this guy has a mood disorder. He's a maniac. Well, the producer likes to use the word maniac. And hold on, listen to the act. What is the suffix of act? Because if we know, to be a part of mania.
Right. So
he's a maniac because he, that's an interesting choice of words.
We're going
by definition by Webster.
Yeah.
Right. So we basically define this by Webster.
Yeah.
So he has.
Mm-hmm.
But can we find out how long this mood disorder takes to come over? Is it overnight? You know, is that the situation, his symptoms? You know, because I have to keep talking to him because we had dead air for a minute ago. I don't know if people listen to us like what the hell happened to the Tillmans? Why are they dead air? You know, but let me try to. I'm going back on Drudge, and I'm going to try to find out what else Drudge is reporting on it. Cause earlier, Judge reported alcoholism. Now you say NBC now is reporting the mood disorder. And yes, everything else, okay. Oh, and Huffington Post said he denies alcohol addiction. You know, that's what was reported 2 hours ago. You know, and all the rest of the stories they had out earlier are being taken down, but Huffington Post still remains. Jesse Jackson, addiction to alcohol, denies report that he's in Arizona facility. Now, there's a report that he was in Arizona facility. You know, there are also people that are still saying that he's in witness protection agency. Is he trying to right now find a legal defense to justify not being able to come testify? This is going to be real strange and real interesting. Situation that is developing around Junior. And I'm going to take a break and try to get these lines clear. And I apologize for that little dead air silence, everybody. We had Static on the phone. I had a caller, and I lost the caller. So what I'm going to do is give it up like I always give it up around this time. Here we go, everybody. Jimmy got soul.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Earth.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And so it's hard for me to show it. I've got to let you know it. Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my
can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, pop the bop, pop it out of bebop, pop the bop, jazz, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it. We'll be right back. more. Jimmy won't more. Listen, Jimmy want a rib, Jimmy want a steak, Jimmy want a piece of your chocolate cake. But more than all that, Jimmy wants a break. Oh, Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul. Sooner or later, the time comes around for a man to be a man, take back his sound. I gotta do something to shake things up. I like Johnny Mathis, but I can't do that stuff. But Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got S-O-U-L, soul. What I can do, baby, is show my soul. Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul.
All right, everybody, Jimmy Lee's back in full effect. Jimmy Lee, Underground Radio. Put you in Blue Room this time, man. But don't put me in Blue Room. Okay, yeah, this is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio, 347-838-9825. Okay, Hedy, I'm going to try to definitely make it out to that salsa party you're having on Facing Saturday. Do you feel that you're getting, if you're here in Chicago or a citizen of the state of Illinois, do you feel that you're getting a credible answer from the Jackson camp? You know, could this mood disorder, which causes depression, could it lead to probably possible suicide? Everyone's urging him to explain this mystery illness. You can see Steny Hoyer. He's turned his back on him. You got Luis Gutierrez. He's turned his back on him. But your boy, Pat Quinn, he's riding high. You know, I guess when you're a University of Illinois grad, you know, everybody roll with you. You know, Arthur Perfect Union, book he wrote, A More Perfect Union, Advancing New American Rights, another book he wrote. He's also a reverend. And you figure at a time like this, if there's something that's difficult, deeply wrong with you, that you would pull on your savior in this time. What is truly wrong with him? And if he had mood disorder, what would make him leave his job and check himself in? Did he snap off on somebody? We're going to have you any information on that mood disorder crisis?
Yes, hypomania.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I might want to grab it here. Okay, well.
Mania. Oh. Bipolar mania, hypomania, and depression are symptoms of bipolar disorder, which is a mood disorder. The dramatic mood swings of bipolar disorder do not follow a set pattern. The person might experience the same mood state for several times, for weeks, for months, even years at a time, before suddenly having the opposite mood. Also, the severity of mood phases can differ from person to person. Hypomania is less than severe than mania. Hypomania is a mood that many don't perceive as a problem. It actually may feel pretty good. You have a great sense of well-being and productivity. However, for someone with bipolar disorder, hypomania can evolve into mania or can switch into the opposite, which is serious depression. The experience of these three manic stages have been described this way. Hypomania. At first, when I'm high, it's tremendous. Ideas are fast, like shooting stars. You follow until the brighter ones appear. All shyness disappears. The right words and gestures are suddenly there. Uninteresting people, things become intensely interesting. Sensuality is pervasive. The desire to seduce and to be seduced is irresistible. Your marrow is infused with unbelieving feelings of ease, power, well-being, omnipotence, euphoria. You can do anything. But somewhere, this changes, which leads to deep depression, the opposite. Mania is described as the fastest ideas start coming too fast, and they're too far, too many, overwhelming, confusing, replaces clarity. You stop keeping up with it. Memory goes, infectious humor ceases to amuse. Your friends become frightened. Everything is now against the grain. You're irritable, angry, frightened, uncontrollable, and trapped. That's when you go from hypomania to mania. That's when it changes from hypomania to mania. If you have three or more of these mania symptoms most of the day, nearly every day, for 1 week or longer, you may be having a manic episode of bipolar disorder. And this is the list. I'm trying to run through them fast.
Take your time. Take your time. Take your time.
Let me walk it.
Walk it!
Excessive happiness, hopefulness, and excitement. Sudden changes from being joyful to being irritable, angry, and hostile. Restlessness, increased energy and less need for sleep. Rapid talk and talkativeness. Distractibility, racing thoughts, high sex drive, tendency to make grand and unattainable plans, tendency to show poor judgments, such as deciding to quit a job. Inflated self-esteem or grandiosia, unrealistic beliefs in one's ability, intelligence, and powers may be delusional. Increased reckless behavior, such as lavish spending spree, impulsive sexual indiscretion, abuse of alcohol or drugs, or ill-advised business decisions. Some people with bipolar become psychotic, hearing things that aren't there. They may hold on to false beliefs and cannot be swayed from them. In some instances, they may see themselves as having superhuman skills and power, even consider themselves to be godlike. Now, that's from WebMD. That's a definition from WebMD. You can find that on the internet, webmd.com.
Now, what we are to understand here is that the constituents of the 2nd District Congressman is suffering from mood disorder, which happens to be what again, sister?
Mania.
Mania.
Depression.
No.
It was mania, depression.
Right. So he's suffering from mania. He suffered from depression.
Depression.
Hold on, let's get it broken down. Hold on there, DC. I see you checking in.
The four forms of moods.
I'm going to give it again to everybody in the 45 minutes of behind the hour and the four moods. The four
forms
of MD, not manic delusional or manic depression. We're talking about mood disorder.
A major depression.
Excellent. Cyclothymia. Is that a frat?
No, that's a mild form of bipolar disorder.
Okay, it's a mild form of bipolar disorder. What is it again now?
It's cyclothymia.
Cyclothymia.
A mild form of bipolar
disorder. A mild form of bipolar disorder.
SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Say it again, SADC?
SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Affective.
Affective. Order. And mania. Which is euphoric,
hyperactive,
overinflated ego, unrealistic optimism, like, hey, I work for the feds. I need to get that on tape tomorrow and download that. I want to upload that conversation. He came out to the public and cried. Even Google that up. I want to read that. And maybe he got a win that he was super agent JJJ. Because when he got caught up in that little net, I'm quite sure. Remember he said, no, see, I'm working for the feds. I'm an informant. Not for good, bad, for good. Type of Google, it got to be there. Yeah, Jesse Jackson Jr. says the informant, or Jesse Jackson River, he got to pop up. What's going on, D.C., Dana? How you feeling today?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Well, there's more information, not on the zombie, but on the zombie congressman, Jesse Jackson. First early reports said he was in alcoholic rehab, which I would take that over being I'm suffering from mood disorder. Now at 11, about 30 minutes ago, they're saying that he's suffering from mood disorder. Now, the point I'm saying is, hold on. Dana, how old is Sir Evan? 2008? That's when the Glovers jumped off, right?
Right.
As everything came out. Well, Dana, we're about to figure out why our man is disappearing. We say he's in protective custody. Now the word is that he say he has mood disorder. We think he's trying to get a defense just in case he has to testify. Because let's find out who. Hold up, Dana. We about to find out who Trey J really is. And we ain't talking about three-point jump shot unless he's doing 3-point moves on his black constituency. Hey, Anthony. Hold on. Well, how about the story? What's the bad story? What was it saying, basically? I don't know, but we do a blog talk radio, but basically, what was it? Did you give me your... he said that. He put his mouth in 2008. I'm just saying. The blog was wrong?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold up. Oh, okay, we know about him talking to the feds. Okay, what did it say again now? Okay, hold on, Danny. Let me put you on hold. I'll play a little song. Anybody get this little cut going on? We about to find out who is Jesse Jackson Jr. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, do you know who, not where he is, but who is he? I ain't afraid to say it. You know, I'm not afraid to say it at all, you know. He know who he is. I know who he is.
The man is sick.
Okay, let me say the man is sick. You know, so let me just take it easy and just give him off a little... He's a man, say it's going to be bipolar, all like that. But MJ said, let him off with a warning shot. So I'm just going to let him off with a
warning.
As if y'all ain't already
warning,
had enough
warning,
fucking warning.
Warning.
But I'll give you one.
Rizzy.
Last one.
Yeah.
Since y'all just a salt generation
friend.
Getting it in.
This is a warning.
I ain't been talking enough shit. There will be no warning shots after this.
BJC, still a fan.
Yeah. Remix with Uncle Murder, ooh, I'm Cousin Killer. Before they never heard her, ooh, my fame is iller. I got Columbus on my back, ooh, I hold it down. I got Camus up in heaven saying cool, making me proud. I run Ohio, ooh, now that's my town. Nobody handed me shit, ooh, I had to snatch a crown. No hose barred, ooh, no referee. Put holes in your brain, ooh, no ecstasy. Lyrical giant, flow like I'm 7'3". Y'all be spitting them candy bars, ooh, they Nestle. I plunge into the beat, ooh, it's nasty. Flow broke the levee, cause ooh, it's heavy. I'm crazier than LSD, it's gon' get messy. The last time you popped, ooh, it was just a Pepsi. Try and test me, I sniper Wesley. I'm in the veggie aisle, I produce freshly. So bet me and let's see just who the best be. I go hard from Bexley to Beckley Westby. I'm out here go get, no bullshit. They heard the new flows and said, ooh, that boy spit. Final warning shot. Ooh, I almost hit you. Hope you're limber than a gymnast. Ooh, I've been to grip ya. Ooh, I go so hard. And ooh, I get retarded. And ooh, this is some shit that you shouldn't have started. I ripped this microphone from me and all my people, and ooh, they couldn't cope when they heard I was back.
I'm back.
I am the tip of that hypodermic needle, cause ooh, I am so dope when I go in on a track.
Going
in. I've been rapping iller since Michael Jackson's Thriller, throwing Buckeye bullets. Ooh, I'm Braxton Miller. Cushion my willow. Ooh, that shit is loud. You gotta pull the fire alarm to move the crowd. Sick of all the snitching. Ooh, rappers is reckless. Only time you in the kitchen. Ooh, you cooking breakfast. Take over my city. I can mark it off my checklist. If you think trickin' pimpin', ooh, then check this. You buying them diamonds, I give them a pearl necklace. That's the last warning shot. It's all headshots from here on out. Too rap. Oh, wait.
Radio Network. I'm about to bring in the more information about this gentleman with mood disorder.
This is an old story in The Guardian, but it's dated 2006. Scandal over Illinois governor took a new twist last night when U.S. Congressman Jesse Jr. disclosed he had been a long-time informant for the U.S. Attorney General's office. The revelation casts Jackson in a new light. His activity as an informant and alleged corruption in Illinois could stretch back years. The scandal is over. The Illinois governor took a new twist last back in 2008 when U.S. Congressman Jesse Jr. disclosed he had been a long-time informant for the U.S. Attorney General's office. Jackson, a prominent supporter of the president, has been fighting to protect his reputation since the scandal over convicted Rob Blagojevich broke back in 2008. Blagojevich was arrested last week over an allegation that he was offering Obama if they could send a seat in return for cash or some other favor. Jackson was damaged by a disclosure that he was in the federal complaint listed as Senate Candidate 5. The allegation against Blagojevich claimed that an associate of Jackson offered to raise money for the governor in return for the seat. At a press conference last week, Jackson confirmed he was the Senate candidate number 5 and seeking a seat, but had not offered the government favors in return and that he had not been involved whatsoever in any wrongdoing. In the latest development, a spokesman for Jackson told Associated Press back in 2008 that Jackson had been talking to federal investigators about his dealing with Blagojevich before the latest scandal. It was reported on WLS-TV in Chicago back in 2008, quoting unidentified sources, said Jackson had told investigators about another alleged incident that predates the present scandal. The revelation that he had been an informant for the Attorney General's office helped bolster his case that he had not been involved in any scheme to buy the Senate seat. The Attorney General's office would not confirm or deny if Jackson had been an informant.
Well, that story came up with this. Now, there's a couple of more stories on there. And I was trying to get the one where he personally comes out and said, "Hey, Ab, keep it. Go back to the one that says that had good reference. The one that says what he says, and not what this office person says. There's one right says he says it. You're not so long as to get to go down. Right? What's it right here? Oh, right there. I say he's not. Okay. See, so what we're looking at right here, Dana." What we're looking at right here is the fact that being an informant for the government for about 10 years, Junior was, right after his partner, Nyack, got arrested, he disappears. Now, earlier they said, yesterday they said, probably committed suicide. They earlier said alcoholism, and now we didn't even gave the 4 steps for mania. Mood is, So what we're saying right now is, do you think the guy might be suffering from mood disorder, or because he's an informant of insanity, so therefore he won't be a credible witness to testify on the stand?
I think that I'm going to keep him on my prayers. and the fact that there's so many different stories shows that nobody knows what's going on.
I think his family's reporting this right now. Hold on a second. Who's reporting the mood disorder?
Oh, that's coming from
his doctor. Oh, this is coming from his doctor, Dr. Dana. His doctor is coming out saying that he has a mood disorder.
Like I said, I would say that I would let him tell what's going on with him if that's what he chooses to do. Either way, I hope he's doing okay, and I'm going to keep him and his family in my prayers. That's what I think about it. Honestly, that's how I feel.
Well, that's good. I know that you have people that live in his district now. But while you're praying for him...
He's done a great job. He's been representing well.
I'm not trying to have you just sit here and sell my man right now. I cut you off right there. Let me get a hardball question. Yeah, he did a good job.
When he down, that ain't right.
Hold on, no, I ain't talking about stepping on a man. Listen, no, you can't because he's crazy. You never boot a man. You never kick a man with a mood disorder when he's down. You don't know he's going to come back and get you.
You don't know that he got a mood disorder, though.
That's what his doctor said.
Somebody is reporting something.
That's what his doctor is saying. Evan, do we have the report again? Hold on. Let me get my scoop reporter. Let a report.
My new listeners are calling in now.
Okay, I'm gonna cut down to the information, and we'll go straight to it.
Where does that come from, Evan?
This is coming from NBC Chicago. All right. Following the news report, Jackson Jr. spokesman Rick Bryant said the information about him on June 10th being exhausted was not 100% correct. Bryant said he was not being treated for substance abuse, but didn't dispute other specifics of the report. Bryant said information regarding the congressman's treatment is protected by the federal law under the privacy provision of the Health Insurance Affordability and Accountability Act of 1996, HIPAA. The name of the attending physician and treatment center will not be disclosed in order to protect his continuing privacy. His physician makes the following statement. Are you ready?
Okay.
The physician said the congressman is receiving intensive medical treatment at a residential treatment facility for a mood disorder. He is responding well, unquote.
All I know is, just like you read under HIPAA, that man can't discuss his medical condition, especially with the work.
I think his family urged the doctor to come out and make a statement because of all the rumors that were flying and circulating around about his conditions. You see, let me tell you something. The best rumor I had heard on this was he had diabetes. That came from you. That was the best rumor I heard out there. You know, I wish that he had that. But this is what I ask you about bringing this caller in. This is what I want to ask you. Does it make a difference if your congressman has a mental illness? Does it make you any difference?
You know what? America got a mental illness at the fact that we try
to...
And
we're not going on America's mental illness, Dana. We're not going on fight the power. We're not going on fight the power.
Huh?
We're not going on fight the power. What we're going to go on is this.
Ask me, as long as my congressman can represent me well, and as long as he is about the people, which is what the government is supposed to be about, then I say keep on doing what you're doing.
That's great, Dana. But I'm gonna ask you. Let me say the question in another way. Let me reinstate the question another way, because maybe I said it wrong. Let me say it another way, Dana. Does it matter if your congressman has a mental illness or not? How about that? Does it matter to you?
Because obviously the fact.
No. That's all I want to know, Dana. That's all I want to know. Hey.
America got a mental illness. That means he is still for the people. He's just like everybody else.
It's not a problem that you got a crazy man making votes in Congress, but by the fact he didn't vote.
How's he crazy?
Right. Listen, a man that's out of his mind has no right to even make decisions on his well-being. How can he make decisions on the well-being of everybody else? Let me bring this caller in. What's going on, Cleveland? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, Dana. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
All right. Hey. It depends on what the mental illness is, Jimmy. It all depends. His daddy came on and said he suffered from depression. All right. And they said alcoholism or something like that.
That was earlier, but now it came out earlier. That was the early reports. Now, like they put all the reports back off the internet.
Okay, it's a mental condition, mood disorder. I mean, he's depressed. Anybody can get depressed. He's overworked, exhausted. Okay, that brings in depression. It also depends on what the mental illness is. Okay, because depression is a mental illness. You hear me?
Okay.
And probably 90% of people suffer from it.
What part of mental illness would you reject in your congressman, since you won't mind having to press congressman?
Severe schizophrenia.
Let me go in there and bring up some common characteristics of someone suffering mood disorder, and then we can make our decision after that.
Common characteristics. The disorders in this category include those that are the primary symptoms. Is a disturbance in mood. In other words, inappropriate, exaggerated, or limited range of feelings. Everybody gets down sometimes, and everybody experiences a sense of excitement and emotional pleasure. To be diagnosed with a mood disorder, your feelings must be to the extreme. In other words, crying and or feeling depressed, suicidal frequency, or the opposite extreme, having excessive energy where sleep is not needed for days at a time, and during this time, the decision-making process is significantly hindered.
Okay,
but is he extreme?
Right.
Is he extreme? It didn't say it was extreme.
Okay.
He has a mild disnood. He has a.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
He has a mild mood disorder. He can get checked out for that. Most black people have a mood disorder.
This is a quote from This is a quote from his physician.
Okay.
The congressman is receiving intensive medical treatment.
You can receive intensive medical treatment for mild or moderate. You can receive that because, remember, it's a mood disorder. Anything that's out of the ordinary, it's a disorder. You can receive intensive treatment for that.
Okay.
Okay?
Diggers, you have a person that doesn't
you would mind your congressman with those characteristics, what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if he checked, because that, you know what that means? That means he's honest. That means he's honest about his situation rather than take it to the bottle.
That's great.
Let's say, hold on one second.
Like I said, I'm glad he was there in full body and mind and strength to pass a vote for the health care vote while the Republicans went and repealed it. I guess he realized his vote didn't count, so I ain't got to show up. I mean, hey, I can understand that. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. But Ebony, could you please again? We're at the top of the hour. Let's get the seven stages of mood disorder again for new people that just tuned in. They might not understand the severity of what we're talking about. And I would like to go to the hypermania part two. Let's just get a proper definition, you know, on what's going on right now. Let's just get a proper definition. Let's go. We got new callers in for this guy. And then we go to hypermania.
Okay, four basic forms of mood disorder are major depression, cyclothymia, a mild form of bipolar disorder, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, and mania. Euphoric, hyperactive, overinflated ego, unrealistic optimism.
Now, those are the signs. Now, Ebony, what about hypermania?
Well, that's like narcissist. That's like a narcissist, a hypomania, overinflated ego. Anybody can have that. Go ahead.
Anybody can have it, and they also can get disability for that also, can't they?
No, they can't. It has to be a danger to themselves or others, okay?
I'm not discriminating against you right now, but he's making votes. I'm not discriminating on the mental ill, but I'm going to deal with hypermania and mania and bipolar. You know what I'm saying? Let's just deal with that. Let's break it all down to the compound, black man. Let's break it down to the compound.
Okay, go ahead. This is my area. Go ahead.
Bipolar mania, hypomania, and depression are symptoms of bipolar disorder. The dramatic mood swings of bipolar disorder do not follow a set pattern. Depression does not only follow mania. A person may experience the same mood state several times a week, months, even years at a time before suddenly having the opposite mood. Also, the severity of the mood phases can differ from person to person. Hypomania is a less severe form of mania. Hypomania is a mood that many don't perceive as a problem. It actually may feel pretty good. You have a greater sense of well-being and productivity. However, for someone with bipolar disorder, hypomania can evolve into mania or switch into serious depression. These manic stages has been described this way. Hypomania. At first, when I'm high, it's tremendous. Ideas are fast, like shooting stars, you follow until brighter ones appear. All shyness disappears. The right words and gestures are suddenly there. Uninteresting people, things become intensely interesting. Sensuality is pervasive. The desire to seduce and to be seduced is irresistible. Your marrow is infused with unbelieving feelings of ease, power, well-being, omnipotence, euphoria. You can do anything. But somewhere, this changes to mania. In mania, fast ideas start coming too fast, and there's too far, too many. Overwhelming confusion replaces clarity. You stop keeping up with it. Memory goes. Infectious humor ceases to amuse. Your friends become frightened. Everything is now against the grain. You're irritable, angry, frightened, uncontrollable, and trapped.
Okay, now, he's not
either one of those.
Why do you say that?
Because it didn't come out and say that. The doctors didn't come out and say that, and no one came out and said he was hypomania. Or did, if they did, let me know. Or else you're just making up. You can call him schizophrenia then. You might as well say he's schizophrenic. It's neither one of those.
We would say that if the report is schizophrenia. What we're doing now is breaking down the terminology that released upon the people. They said mood disorder. We're breaking down mood disorder, the symptoms of mood disorder, and the characteristics of those who have mood disorder. And if those characteristics of what you have cause you to be seeking intensive treatment, the question is, let's say someone with an over-exaggerated inflated ego, is he being genuine to you?
The treatment they said was alcoholism earlier. His daddy.
How about this? Type it up.
That is a mood disorder.
Google up alcoholism because I was going to lead off with that, and then they pulled it all back. Listen, I would rather them say alcoholism because then the mood disorder. Because everybody get caught, you know, with a bottle and just starts snapping off with over too much Jack Daniels, you know. That's not a problem. Well, the problem is when there's something causing you mentally to not want to go to your job and cast a vote for health care for your citizens that you believe in. How many votes are you going to be caused not to miss because of you don't feel like it because you have this disorder? Now, that might be cool with everybody who has it, but when it comes down to casting votes, if that's cool with you that your congressman can't be there to cast deciding votes, then that's cool.
Good. I have an excuse for what he did. His daddy also said he doesn't get enough sleep. Okay? Haven't been times where you haven't got any sleep and then I just don't want to go to work.
What I'm saying is this. When it comes down to votes that affect he's from Chicago. His vote affects somebody from Cleveland, from D.C., from all over California.
And that's heavy pressure on somebody.
Those who wanted health care, the Democrats did not have enough votes to pass it. His votes were missing. Yeah, they might have had enough votes, but it had been one vote closer to proving to everybody that they want health care. How many votes is going to come up now that it's not going to be that? That's crucial to everything that you said Obama got to have. All these quality Obama votes. I mean, but if it's cool to have a black congressman who will be loyal to Obama, not there to fight off the Republicans, not there to cast votes for citizens that believe in all this Obamacare and this Obamanomic stuff, I mean, if you feel that your congressman take a break on that and get beat up by Republicans, then that's cool. Because, hey, there's those who feel mental illness and feel that, hey, there's people who think mentally retarded people should have guns. There's some people who want to see the big deal. play basketball. Man, I saw Kramer. It's just like, this like Kramer. You know what I mean? This like Jim Shoes. They thought he was disabled. Trying to play basketball, man. I really think.
So what is you trying to suggest? You're trying to suggest Republicans had something on him, and so he didn't show up because they had something on him, and he used a mood disorder or a mental disorder not to show up as an excuse.
But people have been known to call many little Bull Jenkins doctors excuses to get out of work. But I'm not gonna say playing little chicken fry East Cleveland game. Well, I'm gonna say this.
Chicken fry.
I think that he's building up a defense for mental illness. Therefore, he will be unable to be a qualified witness to testify against those people who he's been informing on. And then that might be able to get up all the people that his testimony or his wire-wearing capabilities probably have locked up here in Illinois or all up and down America. Because I feel
that was a good move.
I mean, that's what I'm feeling right now. Because, but then it might not be a good move given what someone like you're saying, because you're saying someone is qualified really to be able to bring that on. Because hey, people can function like that. It's good to have all those things you're saying. So basically, I hope he's listening to me. That it's not working, homie. You know what I'm saying? It ain't working. You know, I can go and say, yeah, he's crazy. You got a man doing all this and that. And you know, then they can tell me, no, they can function right in society. So if that's the case, then it's not going
to
work.
So you're saying, is he credible enough to stand trial?
If y'all feel that he's credible enough to be represent y'all and vote for y'all, then he's credible enough to stand trial. I mean, point blank.
Now the thing is, we don't know. Has he received any information that he has a report to any trial or anything like that?
Listen, no one knows. Everyone knows that they disappeared. Everybody knows they disappeared. And then he reported that he disappeared after there was a time for the last person to file an independent candidacy. And then he backdated the time he'd been out of office all the way to June 7th. But up until June 7th and June 26th, he's been tweeting and making comments but not being in office. And then when someone asks, where is he at, then it just comes to mystery. Where have you seen him? Have you seen him? Have you seen him? All the speculation. Is he suicide, steals, what have you? But what everyone is saying, there was a guy named Nyack who got arrested, which is Jesse Jackson's head fundraiser. Now, according to legend, Nyack wouldn't offer Rob the Glory a couple of $1 million to appoint Jesse Jackson. But now the information says that Jesse Jackson was wearing a wire, being an informant, so therefore he probably was there to wear a wire to take down Robert Glorovich, thus is the record. So he was clean of the Jesse Jackson, of the Robert Glorovich stuff, because they didn't touch him there. But is he clear of the Nyack information, because Nyack has got arrested. All Nyack was known for was being a Jesse Jackson fundraiser. Now, I'm just putting things out there. I don't have the correct analogy or how things play itself down, but all I'm saying is this. I would rather the paper read that I'm in Betty Ford Clinic for alcohol abuse right now. I would rather that be on my record because, hey, that's the best of everybody. That ain't nothing. Somebody come back from that all day from 21-step treatment program, one day at a time, and no one problem. But to say that you are suffering from hypermania, hey, man.
They didn't say he's
depression.
They didn't say
hey,
that. They didn't say hypermania, man. Where you getting
that's
that from?
That's a smoke and mirror.
We're saying
mood
disorder, and if you define mood disorder, man, that's like me saying fried chicken. And if I say, no, it's original recipe, it's extra crispy, oh, it's smothered. No, it's just fried chicken. Fried chicken is fried chicken.
There are many mood disorders. You can't just.
It's only four.
Let's say you have a parent that passed, right? Can you hear me?
I'm listening to
you. Let's say you have a parent that passed. Not for anybody in this world. Their parent passing is usually a pretty significant loss. And so you go through your grieving process. But then about 4 or 5 months later, you're still crying. Guess what?
What?
You bought yourself a mood disorder.
Well, check that out.
Let's say you stressed out
okay,
at work.
Dana,
let's say you stressed out
disorders,
at work.
At the four mood disorders that are enlisted in mood disorders, where did that classify crying over a relative? Nah.
And time mood disorder
listen,
is just a blanket time.
There's no time limitation for grief. There's no time limit. People
say
more in love with Jesus Christ yet right now.
Yes, there is a time limit.
I'm just saying, Dana, there's no time left. There's no time for there's no time limitation for that.
Right. So
you know what, Jimmy?
That means that when you take a little extra time, you got a mood disorder too.
Well, Jimmy, look up mood disorder on Wikipedia.
Why didn't you say
okay.
What's
look up mood disorder on Wikipedia. Mood disorder classifies a whole lot of disorders. Depressive disorders, bipolar disorders, substance inducement disorders. As many disorders fall up under
Go to WebMD. Go to a legitimate source, man.
This is coming out the Diagnostic Statistical Manual. This is the DSM, man.
Mood disorder right now in Wikipedia, and it'll be listed as what's going on.
I'm a psychologist, man. I have a DSM.
It's just a blanket term.
That's a blanket term.
Mental Health America.
No, you have to go to the DSM. That's the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder. That's what psychiatry uses. Right there,
okay.
You have to get the DSM-4.
Okay.
Type in DSM-4.
To make you feel happy, but before I go to that to make you feel happy, where are we going, Ebony? We're going to the NMHA, which is what, Ebony? The National Mental Health Group of America, which is all these psychiatrists that have read the book that you're telling us to go read, and this is what they came up
but
with right now.
Go ahead,
okay.
Go with it, go. Let's see what comes up.
Four basic forms of mood disorder. Four basic forms of mood disorder are major depression.
Boom.
That's one. Cyclothymia, which is a mild form of bipolar disorder.
That's two.
Boom.
SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Which a lot of people
that live with people
active,
overfed
ego, and unrealistic
optimism. Mood disorder is a blanket term.
No, Sean. Those four. Give me the rest. I'm missing out on.
No, it's a blanket term. They ain't got
no. Okay, no. I just named the four types. People,
what?
I named
you
the four types. You said there's more.
Go ahead.
Somebody saying mood disorder, the truth is you still have zero information.
What I'm saying is this.
Term.
All I want to know is, I named the four, tell me more. What are the rest of them that I'm missing out on?
It's like this. Mood disorder.
No. What am I missing out on, man?
What you missing out on? Each disorder that your researcher researched has about 15 different terms has about five different terms under each one she named.
All I'm saying is, we're going to four basic, out of the four basic, the root, that's the foundation.
Everything comes out
of that four foundation, so there are no more, right? It's just those four,
right?
It's just those four, correct?
They're correct,
okay,
but each of those four cover either.
That's all I was. That's the point I'm trying to get at. I'm just dealing. You want to go to
which
all
one is
the
it?
major. I just went to the four basics. You want to go
okay,
deep
the four
into
basics.
The
now, which
advanced.
One? Which
I went to the mild diagnosis, the one you can see oncoming, the one you can see up in your face. That's the one hidden way back in the psychologist's mind. The one where somebody can walk into your office, you talk to a few minutes, like, oh, yeah, this is what you got. Here, let me give you a couple of pills, and you'll get your disability check. You know what I'm talking about, Sean? Those type of person. I'm talking about you walk in the spot right there and tell a man what's going on because you read the diagnosis already. I'm talking about the basic information. That's the same thing.
Okay,
you sit down
basic
and the man got to
let me
grab your
head. She four
weeks to see what you got. I'm going to four basic areas where you can come in. Now,
it is a blanket statement.
It's a blanket statement by his physician who came out and said it's a mood disorder. So we threw out, the mood disorder. Let's deal with the four basics. Is it A? Is it B? Is it C? Is it D? And then my question was, if it's A, B, C, or D, which are you satisfied? My question was, are you satisfied with A, B, C, or D. If your congressman had A, B, C, or D, would you be satisfied? And your answer was yes. And then my answer to that reply was, well, then I don't think he can use this. I'm crazy psych to get off this little jury deal, because if you all say you can function in society with 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, then so can the jury and so can the judge, and it's not working. Point blank, because, hey, psych major, doctor, hey, y'all say they can function and they can go make decisions for America when you have those disorders. That's on y'all. Me, I disagree.
What I'm saying is, how is it that his doctor can say one thing and now all of a sudden he got four different things?
No, it's like
if that's
this.
That's the case. If we go
like
just based on what
I can
his
say,
doctor
hey,
said.
I can say, hey, Dana, somebody's eating pork. Just throw it out there. And somebody can say, well, he had a pork chop, he had a ham hock, he had some chicken.
But only problem.
It don't make no difference. It's pork.
But only
you know,
problem they said.
He didn't make a statement. He just said he ate pork. All he said, mood disorder, 1, 2, 3, 4. Is either A,
no,
B,
he did name the mood disorder. He did name it, Jimmy. He said depression. I seen it on MSNBC. He said depression. Okay, depression is a mood disorder. Did you read that one?
Now, you know why it's a mood disorder? Because it means you feel sad. You're in a sad mood.
That's right. That's what depression is.
Let me get it straight. Hold on. Stop. Let me get it straight. MSNBC, his doctor came to MSNBC and said it's a mild depression.
It said a mild depression.
Okay, now I'm going off Google. Type that up and say MSNBC. I'm gonna clarify that, because all we got going on right here. Last statement he says, Dr. Steele was mood disorder. He didn't name the mood disorder. Severe. Okay, there we got it. Okay, now Sean, he says severe. We got to put it up right now. Severe clinical depression, right? Yes. Let's look severe clinical. No, let's go to severe. Take a depression, and let's see if you get function, having severe.
No, you depression. Have to, you, mild,
no,
moderate,
no, no,
severe.
We're going to your source, man.
All that means
to,
is he human. I'm
going
to
a commercial
American
break right now. We're going to a commercial right now, and I'll be back on the other side of this break right now.
I won.
Oh, a family friend.
Are you the parent of a troubled
Hold on. Such presses. A family friend, not a doctor. Oh, family friend.
Family friend, what?
No. We went to the source you just came out of, and it was not says doctor. A family friend came out.
I can't wait from his doctor, because that's against the law.
Wouldn't you just like to see him again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Clipas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
Forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone. And I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me suicidal, women make me hate the night. History is homicidal, little killer, socialite. Bypass a friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, I can't get the motion right. Trying to rock the wave, living life would come so ocean-like. Gotta show tomorrow, throw the flag, it's happening tonight. Being soon, I can't
go back to an open mic. Now with life, I was love, open ear and steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day, my lonely nights and never sober, looking for that bubble, couldn't never find it in the cola, abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer, I'm hopeful, but I'm noticed the journey far from over, no pain, no gain, hoping the pain is leaning closer, dream about success, the thought is just so heavenly, tonight I say a prayer and I aim it where the heavens be, it's meant for me.
Underground Radio. What's going on now? I got everybody back live.
Okay.
On it.
Okay. I wanted to share something to you. Long as a person is up under continued psychiatric treatment, they could take time off from work. They could take anywhere from a month or so. Okay, because it's under the Family Medical Leave Act, so he can do that. He's been seeing a psychiatrist. He can do that anytime he wants to. That goes with any job. Then nobody know that, but you can. Can't be fired neither.
Okay. See,
so he's fired. If he wanted to, he could take a vacation.
Who fires elected officials?
Who fires elected officials? I don't know, but I'm reading what I'm telling you what the law says. Okay.
No, I'm not. I have not disagreed.
Family Medical Leave Act.
My question to you was, if people hire you to go vote for you, vote for them because they're not. They can't all go down there and represent themselves, and they hire you, and then you have the right, because other than the act that you have that right not to go down there and vote, no matter how many people put their interest in you. That's correct.
That's right. That is correct. That's the law.
And that is what elections are for. And how about this?
We are in the middle.
No one has said, hey, fire. My question was to you was, we're in the middle of the election right now. And now in November, let's say he gets elected because the competition is none. Real talk. Let's say he gets elected. My question was, will you feel satisfied knowing that you have a congressman that's not going to be there because he's under severe psychiatric care? And then he comes out. Would you feel quite credible in having him make decisions for you? That's the point I was coming from. No matter how you spin it, no matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know why?
I heard you say that earlier. I repeated you said it earlier. You know, like I said, and today is one of those times where a congressman was not on the floor and Republicans, quote unquote, repealed Obama health care plan back. Now, if people feel satisfied with not having their congressman there making votes for laws they believe in, then that's okay with them, too. I understand that. You know, let the man take his due deal rest because he's under not a stress. He ain't got to go vote the way I want him to vote for, and we can lose every time as long as you get himself together, and we'll take L's. That's not a problem.
Well, if you want to hold him accountable for him not having that vote,
I'm not holding him accountable for passing it. I'm saying, hey, that's one vote short of not having it.
But isn't that a step? I mean, was this for a national thing or for the state, Illinois? I mean, for the.
All of America. That's America. That's a big deal. They repealed it today. They repealed that shit today. It got repealed. Today.
It got repealed.
We know for a fact that just because.
I mean, people didn't vote. Like we didn't show up for votes. A lot of Democrats are coming to vote. A lot of people show up. I'm just saying. Now, there's going to be a lot of votes.
I thought it got passed. It got repealed. Is it a state thing or a federal? I thought it was passed federal, and it's up to the states now.
No. Well, listen. Why don't you Google it while you're waiting, while you're talking to me? House votes again to repeal Obamacare. It's a law, and the law can be repealed or established. The federal government make it federally mandated and made it a taxing law, and that puts it right back in the Congress. They can always vote to keep it in or vote to take it out. And today, they voted to take it out. But if you're satisfied with having a congressman under psychiatric care and not being able to vote, they have the vote there, I can understand that. You know? I feel that way.
You know what? We live in a sick society. where if you think that just because somebody is an elected official, that means they can't get sick. He's a grown, he's a man. He's not no superhero. He's gonna get sick.
Down in. Yeah, he has to down in. He can do it right. He can do it right then. No, Dana, then if that's the case, then let your ego go. Let your overinflated ego go and step down, because right now,
why would you step
right
down
now,
because you
it's not right now, and this is like every day.
But wait a minute,
every day I take a few shots.
They need to step down.
Okay,
Dana.
Jimmy, listen to this. I wouldn't have probably came in here as the House Republicans. That's why I thought it's not the Senate, it's the House Republicans, right? They're always going to vote against it. Am I correct?
Okay.
Jimmy. Okay, so he didn't have to show up to that.
Let me get this straight.
The Democrats are outnumbered in the House anyway.
Okay,
right?
But his vote don't matter. So basically you're saying...
So it's really the Senate. It's really the Senate. Am I correct?
I thought I discussed it earlier. So in your way of thought, you wouldn't mind if he don't go vote regardless of the fact. It don't count no matter what. So he ain't got to vote regardless. I understand that.
Who does it really count?
John,
it really about the Senate. Am I correct? The Senate is what really matters, right?
Well, it all depends. It all depends. Oh, they get kicked up to the Senate, they get kicked back down to the House, and the House start taking stuff out, kick back up, kick back down. Why it's going back up and down, that means it's not a law. That means it's just not in effect. We can go up and down, up and down,
and
up and down.
Okay.
Up and down. Mr. Sean, it go up and down, until it's made law. You know, I'm just a bill, and I'm only a bill. Minister, and I'm sitting
here.
Until they make me a law, I'm not a law. But if you happen with lawmakers not strong enough to make it a law, hey, that's cool. I ain't going to argue with that. Now, I'm going to go here. If you all think that it's okay for an elected official that the people vote to be there to cast votes, to take months and months and months and months of time off and miss votes just because they ain't got the numbers, it's okay because his vote don't count anyway. I mean, you never know. The Republicans might say, okay, I'm going to go on your side. You still won't have enough votes to go that way. There might be provisions in that bill when it gets sent back down that some Republicans might say, hey, I want to keep this because people in my district want that. But they might be
how many times has it been sent to the House already, Jimmy? How many times?
First time. This is the first trip.
This is the first time that Obamacare has been sent to the House.
This is time one, but I go here. This has all been done before the election. There is an election coming up in November. Some of the Democrats that's in there, some of the
they're going to vote again on it, right?
Might not be there in November. So, look, I'm saying now, the House could go Democrat in November. It could go Democrat because there's an election coming up. It could remain Republican. I mean, we're looking at about, 4 months away. Now, while I'm standing 4 months away, there's a congressman that passed in quality votes, and everybody said that's cool. And let's say he gets across the finish line. He makes it across the finish line because of citizens like you and Dana feeling that a depressed congressman can represent them all day long, votes for the man in. Now, he's still under a clinical psychology because of Family Leave Act, so he can take as much time off as he wants to. So now, basically, we say, with all this, we don't care. It's all we've got this man here. And we're going to let a clinically depressed man talk about what's going on in Syria or what's going on in Afghanistan. We're going to have somebody making quality votes for that because they're mentally capable of it. Or we're going to not look at it with a jaundiced eye coming out of a psychiatrist being passionate on the floor because they believe in the bill. Or we're not going to look at him with a jaundiced eye as if they had him telling the media something right there. We're not, as a citizen society, not going to look at him ain't it whatsoever. If y'all say America's got past that, not going to stand up
to the
great, hey,
all that proves is scare tactics are being used against Americans. Did you speculate?
No, my God, listen, there's no scare tactics in my ass.
You speculating about November.
Listen, Jimmy, why would you go vote? Go ahead, Dan. Dan, say again.
On November, we haven't even made it to August. Not just that, this brother been handling his business for years. And so what makes you
think?
He's
been wearing a wire for years.
Dana,
the man's been wearing a wire for years.
And that's a job,
Dana,
Jimmy. That's a job.
Dana's an FBI informant. Let me tell you something, Dana.
And that's a good thing.
Dana, And Sean, hundreds and hundreds of black people go to the Jackson family and order for anonymity to talk about what they're going to do for all black Americans all the way. And what, you got a snitch right in your midst telling the government what's going on right then and there? I mean, y'all can say what you will. Yeah, they've been doing a good job informing what's going down, every black movement that's been happening to America. I mean, yeah, if you don't think I'm talking stuff, Google Jesse Jackson says I'm an informant. He came out and said, like, yeah, I've been wearing a wire for 10 years. The man been in Congress for 15 years. In the 15 years, he wearing a wire. I'm going to have to ask him in his job. So you can save him doing a good job.
Well, I mean, he was. Well, come on, man. What's wrong with that, man?
What does one have to do with the other?
At least you know he's on the up and up.
That brings on depression. When you get caught snitching and you got to talk, hell yeah, you get depressed because, bitches don't last long in the city of Chicago. One was found dead. One was found dead in the river. A high-ranking official named Michael Scott was found with a bullet hole in his head under a bridge somewhere. He's about to go testify. Hey, one dude named Chris Kelly found himself dead in a garage with a exhaust hose in his mouth. I mean, hey, snitching don't last long in a shy town. We got a dude named Beavers. Like, hold on. I'm not snitching. I'm not trying to end up dead. I'm just going right now. Mild depression on
wire. Yeah, he needs to hide if that's the case. If you got somebody threatening somebody's life, that's crazy.
Right. So what I'm saying is, yes, he needs to hide, but now you got an ineffective congressman. Hey, dude, you're in protective custody. If you are protective custody and they're trying to leak, and this mood depression stuff might even be a leak by the family trying to get them out to distract everybody because he's in protective custody. Because, hey.
That's the best way to see a fear in America. The guy's doctor said that he's depressed, and depressed just means he's sad. That's all it means. And you know what? I tell you what, 75% of Americans are in the same boat. Probably even higher than that.
Right, because 75% of Americans now getting a disability now. Matter of fact, disability is up by about 45%.
You're right. That's what it's there for, Jimmy. That's what it's there for. That's what it's there for. I'm going to tell you.
Dana, I'm agreeing with you. Everybody walk around depressed, and damn it, everybody gets disability for it right now. You're right.
No. Let me explain something. Now, you have to be under continuous psychiatric care in order to qualify for that. He's evidently been seeing a psychiatrist. Most people see a psychiatrist anyway on a basis. Some people go to church and talk to the dead spirits. Some people go to see a psychiatrist, a real human being. Okay. And that's the deal. He's been seeing a psychiatrist on a continuous basis in order to qualify for that.
If the period got a certificate, they can take the Social Security Board to get your damn disability, then niggas go do that shit. But most time they go talk to somebody to get that little piece of paper because they're standing depressed of what's going on in society. Like Dana said, everybody walk around here depressed right now. And everybody getting that little depression right now.
Jimmy, if you got to work 40 hours a week.
Under the Obama administration, disability has skyrocketed over the last 3 years and most in any time in American history.
Well, the Republicans have caused that issue, man.
Everybody's claiming depression right now. And the sad part about it, you got congressmen now getting the same out right now. I mean,
You know what? No, what's sad about it is that this is just Republican rhetoric that's trying to blame everything on the Democrats. And you can't even give his brother time to heal. That is some bull. It don't have nothing to do with the family.
Everybody's
that
time to heal.
Step down.
The Democrat Party right now is going in and fighting somebody because there's no way. Now, I don't know where y'all coming from, but there's no way that any sane individual, I don't know if y'all insane or not, but I don't think any sane individual will have an insane man representing them. A clinical individual.
Where do you get insane from?
The American government can go. The American people can go for somebody who's clinically depressed, who has a right to vote for war, who has arm in the military. He might feel sad all of a sudden, like I'm not gonna arm them people. Oh my God! I'm not funding this stuff no more.
Obama has a psychiatrist. You have to mandatory. You have to have when you're in a high position. You have to have a psychiatrist. You have to have someone you can talk to. Okay, you can't leave it to a reverend. You have to have somebody on. Okay, everybody has a psychiatrist. If you don't have one, there's a problem.
And his wife a psychologist?
No, his wife is a lawyer. Wait a minute. Who? Whose wife?
Obama's
wife is a lawyer.
Just like you said, people go to church of the dead spirits. Some men lay in bed talk to their wives, homie. I mean, it just be
well,
that
no.
way some way.
Wealthy and important people have psychiatrists.
Listen, you ain't got to slip this cool. Listen, if you got problems, you need somebody to talk to, go talk to a psychiatrist. You're correct, Sean. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you're in a high-profile spot and a person getting on you to kill and not kill, yeah, Sean, you're right. Go talk to a psychiatrist. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But if a psychiatrist deemed you clinically depressed, that means clinically, man, you're on medication now. We take this whole other level.
That don't mean nothing. Depression is just a
still don't mean nothing.
That's all it means. It
okay.
He's exhausted.
You're not qualified at that time to make decisions because you're under a doctor's care.
No, it has to be a certain rate of mental illness. It has to be either mild, moderate, or severe. You can be getting treated for all three. But it has to be rated as a certain one in which he can't not make decisions. He cannot make proper decisions. Now, if he came
when,
in
when,
and he
when,
just,
when, okay, if the treatment
he, right now,
if,
let's see, right now he's been burdened.
Is,
hold on, let me finish. Now, if he's been burdened with a whole lot of problems, all of a sudden he can't function. Right now, he may need a week or two to relax, to get his mind together. Okay,
he's out for a month, man.
Yeah, and he can do that too. I had when I was a school teacher, it was a teacher that took off.
Month,
everybody
man,
wanted to
I'm
fire. When I came back, they couldn't fire.
Listen,
huh?
Nobody said they're going to fire Jesse Jackson because
okay,
it's a job,
what I'm saying.
He don't get fired. Ain't nobody
he's
ain't nasty fire him.
He's under very intense stress.
All I am saying is decision-making abilities. And if you all feel that can make a clinical depressed man can make a life-or-death decision about troops over across America, then so be it, goddammit. Then so be it. That's y'all opinion.
If,
y'all
if his doctor,
agree,
if his doctor rules that he can't
agree.
If his doctor rules he cannot make
this. He's 15 years of his life, and his brother's what, probably in his 40s?
Let me finish. The man spent 15 years of his life snitching, set people up. He set Blagojevich up. He been setting cats up and down the city. I'm not going to sit here and give you a platform and say the man did wonderful things. We ain't did shit. Well, I mean, he been screaming in the airport for 15 years.
Well, at least you know he's honest.
He's
honest, Jimmy. He's
what
honest.
What you trying to say is he wore a wire.
He's honest. Don't bring no dirt in his presence, and that's what it's saying.
Hey, Sean,
I'm an honest guy. Do not bring dirt in my presence, period.
Sean.
And that's
I
what
agree.
Type of person you want in
hey,
office,
Sean,
right?
Sean, I put like this. Are you a snitch?
No.
Will you wear wires to go around dirty people, Sean?
Yep.
Yeah, right. So you are a snitch. That's all, man. Ain't nothing
wrong. Nope,
man.
I haven't snitched. If I'm in a position like him, because you know what? It'll keep me clean. Let me.
All right, what's your Dana?
If I have somebody trying to risk my career and trying to risk my life and trying to risk my family's safety so they can break the law, you're right. I'm snitching. It's as simple as that.
So you also wear wire and get your friends. You also wear, Dana. You also wear wire and go around your friends and get make sure they get in trouble too, right?
Okay. So what you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is you wear wire and go around your friends then and make sure they get on tape. That's what you'll do too, right?
Are you trying? Let me tell you something. If this brother,
I'm asking the question. Will you wear wire? No, I'm asking the question. Will you wear wire and go around your friends and put them on tape?
No, I'm not doing that, but I tell you what.
All right,
okay,
let me bring Sean back in and clarify himself right there. I'm going to bring Sean back in right now. All right, Sean. Now I'm back in now. Now, Dana said she won't wear a wire go around her friends. You might do some stuff like that. Hey, Jesse, do it. There's a lot of people that do it. I mean, hey, my cat Twain do it. I got, matter of fact, there's a lot of homies that I had to walk away because they like that. Real talk.
You,
hey,
if, Jimmy, cat, if you was going to be a politician, Jimmy, you would do it. Jimmy, you would do it. Jimmy, you would do it also. You would do it also.
No, Sean. No,
because the penalty for you being in politics, listen, because the penalty.
No. So you can never say I wouldn't do it because there's no way. Yeah, I ain't got homies. I don't have friends. So there's no way I can go around somebody wearing a wire and start talking about shit because I don't associate with motherfucker. That's one. Two, I will not be in a couple miles of a position where the feds say wear a wire and get your boy because my boys ain't dirty. That's two. Three, I will right now might as well go to jail. And we'll do the couple of months.
Wait a minute. What you mean? A couple months? If you're a politician. If you're a politician, you get more than a couple of months. No, and you want to be a politician.
Hey,
that's
okay,
right. You
okay,
want wait a minute, wait a minute, Jimmy. You're a politician.
Sean,
you can't trust other politicians.
Go ahead. Go on in, man.
If you're a politician, you know everybody that comes in that business cannot be trusted.
No,
so you need to wear a wire. No, and I believe you will wear one big time. You'll be Jimmy the Wire. Jimmy the Wire. Go ahead, Jimmy the Wire. Hello?
There's no justification for wearing a wire around your friends unless deep
wait
down inside.
Now, change the word from friends to politicians. That wasn't his friend. Which friends did he lock up, Jimmy? Which friends did he snitch on? Because the friend is a big word. That was his friend?
Right.
Wait a minute, that was his friend?
Oh, you know something?
That was his friend. No, if that was his friend would have just gave him the seat. He wouldn't have had to bargain for it.
You know something?
That's not a friend.
Because he was setting him up. The whole deal was, I'm going to devise a scheme to get you.
The problem is, you don't know who a friend is, Jimmy.
Listen, Sean, you can laugh, you can justify it, but hey, man, if you wear a wire around your friends, that's just sort of the first type of person you are.
And you consider politicians your friends.
It's not a problem, man. But anyway, yo, Dana,
I'm going to tell you something, Jimmy. If it was me, and here I am, I'm an elected official, and then here I have this other elected official calling me over trying to do something shady, the first thing I'm thinking is that dude trying to set me up.
That's what he's doing. And that's what he's been doing. He came out and made him do it for the last 12 of his last 15 years in office. He's only been office 3 years. He became a Fed. And then, like you said, hey, Sean, that's what you would do. Again, only politicians get caught wearing wires are crooked motherfuckers, point blank. You can either go in the game because you got dreams, aspirations, you want to do some things, or A, go in the game because you want to be damned, you want to get paid. It's
Jimmy.
What the whole movement is. But if a person can get caught, I'm like, oh, go around here. And this is nah. Because in the end, when they get done with you, when they get done losing you, your ass got a mood disorder. You can't be found somewhere. You hit. I mean, this is what happened to rats. People, you get popped in your head. You come up dead. I mean, I don't know how it is in Cleveland. I don't know how it is. Where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? You don't talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't talk. Don't even talk to this deaf, and everybody say, hey, step away.
Get out of here, man. These people, it's...
I mean,
okay.
I'm just saying, let me say something. Let me approach you, me and Wyatt, Dana, and Sean.
Because in Chicago, people live in fear. They fearful in Chicago.
There was a man by the name. There was a police trooper. There was a dude over the educational board named Michael Scott. A day before he was going to testify, he found him dead, tried to commit suicide. 2 days before, my man, Kelly, was about to, Robert Gordon was about to go testify in court on the daily. Yeah, he comes up dead, too. There's one dude walking down the beach, you know what I'm saying? Gun, I mean, there's been bodies dropping about for the last couple of years.
Here's my question to you. People ending up dead say that I wouldn't be scared for my life. And I wouldn't have, I'd be sad and I'd be scared too. Are you freaking kidding
right,
me?
Dana, you got a politician that's running the city
with mob behaviors. What's wrong? That ain't right. And now he wrong because he tried to prevent somebody from breaking the law. That's not right. He ain't, why would he be wrong? Because he stopped somebody.
Dana, I blue ruined you because all I know is recording
my
conversation. I put you on blue room too because y'all are some dirty, both of y'all some dirty motherfuckers. Control, all I know is record the conversation against somebody's will without them knowing it. That's against the law, but if it's cool, I guess the government lets you roll. But I'm going to let y'all in 1 minute. I'm going to say this. Your boy Jimmy Lee has dropped many homies because they were wise on Jimmy Lee on some, on just because, Now I let my campaign manager go. He coming to my studio wide up. I mean, I let some of my homies go from the yard because, you know what, well, hey, not because I'm dirty. Oh, not because I'm doing anything, because I ain't doing nothing. My fact of the matter is that you're going to come around me regardless of the fact. And I can't trust your intentions or anything you say whatsoever. Because if anybody is capable of wearing a wire, they're capable of saying anything and slaying your words anyway because they have different agendas. Hate and envy is some of the reason why somebody want to take you out because they just can't stand you. You ain't got to be dirty. You're going to like, yo, let me get $25. Somebody learned $25, oh, it's a payoff. Oh, hey, I get this man some money here, man. It's so many ways for anybody to get you. You just keep everybody arms. Just keep everybody non-trustworthy. And you must know this. Everybody. See, when you come from this family, everybody. It's just everybody wears a wire. You know everybody coming around, you got a wire on, off top. And I know my, I tell my kids that, and that's how we roll. Everybody coming around us,
Well, Jimmy, why do you allow everybody around you? You should be more aware of the people you bring around. Now, if you don't wait, hold on, time out. If you allow people, why would somebody even think they could catch you up in anything, Jimmy? What dirty work is you doing that people can say, well, I know I can catch him.
Hey, Sean, you're
right. I know
correct.
I can catch him. He's slipping.
Hey, Sean,
he ain't on the stage.
Right.
Huh?
But, Hey, Sean, you're right. And that's the whole fucking part about it. If they're not dirty, and they want to come around you. Why they want to come around you? Let me tell you why they want to come around you. Let me give you a classic example of date rape. You come ride. Hey, Jim Lee, come on, what's up? Hey, I'm in town, let's roll. I'll roll with you. You get pulled over. You see, I know your car was dirty. I'm riding with you because you're my homie. I just saw you. You cool. I'm not cool because you cool. You all right off. I'm fucked up because who you are and what you're doing. Oh, hey, Jim. Hey, Jim, come on. I got some live assholes. Let me come out. I'm hanging out with you, my homie. What's up? Oh, some shit set up because of what you all about or what you on. Hey, Jim. Hey, man, let's come here and do this because I'm cool with you or I know you from back, whatever. Yeah. That's how I go down, homie. Now, if you don't see it go down like that, if you don't see that shit roll like that, then I take back your ghetto pass and you are more naive than
no,
I thought you.
No, you're living in a fantasy world.
If you're a little okie doke and why people just do shit, Sean, if you don't know that, then you ain't as cool as I thought you was, homie.
No. And explain what I'm getting from you is you're gonna let everybody be your friend. Now you should be more wise to know that everybody ain't your friend.
Ain't that a classic example, Sean?
Say a classic example again.
The examples I gave you aren't those classic examples of setup.
Example.
Yeah.
Slow it down, because you said it so fast.
John.
Give me an example, Jimmy.
I provided you, and I'll say it slow, so you can understand properly.
Yes.
The examples I gave you, Sean, of sets up, wearing a wire, having a camera, talking shit, manipulating words. Niggas gonna do that, Sean? On GP, Sean?
They do it on GP.
So if you don't say that, Sean, so you got to be dirty and corrupt. Somebody doing somebody can say, yeah, I know them motherfuckers over there. Yeah, get out of trouble. Just get out of trouble and say some shit like that. To be all lies, Sean. If you don't know that, man, you're so naive.
I've learned enough that you don't just hang with everybody because everybody say, man, we cool, and tell a few jokes and laugh. Okay?
Right.
You don't hang with them and call them your friend. All
right? Right.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Right. You're right.
Right?
Everybody knows you. When everybody know you, you cool with everybody, homie. When everybody know you.
No, that's your foolishness when you think because your name is popular, you think everybody's your friend. That's a fool right there.
No, Sean.
Huh?
When you're popular, Sean. No, when you're popular, you know everybody's your enemy. Nobody's got friends. When you're popular, you have no friends, homie.
That's the price to pay for fame, Sean.
Hey, Sean, the price to pay for fame is loneliness because you ain't got no. Everybody out to get you, Sean. Get them coming from. Everybody knows
what,
that.
Tell me, how did a person get famous? Okay. Okay, it all depends on how they
famous,
got famous,
I mean,
Jimmy.
Famous is perception, Sean. Famous Sean. People are famous by those people who perceive them to be famous, and they get that power from those individuals. And when you have that power, you know how far you can go because they gave you that. You don't come from Sean? That makes sense to you?
Listen, man, what I'm saying in his case, all right, he's doing the right thing, I believe.
Don't bring nobody
who's going to be smoking no weed around.
Hey, man, I'm going to go again. You don't wear no wires around your homie. Now, if that's the type of nigga you are, Sean, then that's the type of nigga you are, and I hung up on you. Now, that's it. There's no justification of even being cool and saying, that's where I ain't got a homie. Nah, you can't even twist that like that, homie. You either A, got morals, because you grew up in a society where telltale don't exist. You also come back and get dirty. Let me hang on, old dude. Hey, what up? No, you don't do that. You don't sit back and wear why have people come to you talk to you about what's going on, plans and that. No, you don't work for the government. If you learn anything, since the 60s, they've been coming in and infiltrate every black organization. No, man, now what? It's push a government organization now that's the models of black organizations and black America. Is that the new arm that they got going on? Is that why Jesse can go everywhere and get all these forms and get all this little privilege and pubs he got right now without having a job?
Here's the crazy thing. The Wire didn't make Blagojevich break the law. That's what I'm saying.
He didn't break no law, Dana.
Why is he in jail? No, Dana.
What happened was this, Dana. Let me tell you what happened. Look it up. The dude that got arrested, Jesse Jackson fundraiser, was coming to Blagojevich and wanted to offer him some money. Everybody got tipped at Jesse Jackson. People was wearing a wire, so everybody said, we ain't messing with this cat. And the day he hung up the phone and said, man, I'm not messing with you. We're not dealing with you. And the day he got arrested. So what Rob Blagojevich is arrested for was attempting, I quote, attempting to sell a Senate seat. Now, no one supposed to be a buyer. Like, if he attempted to sell a Senate seat, who he supposed to sell it to? The only person that was asking for it was Jesse. There was no money exchange. Nobody even talked about it. But the fact that the game got blew up and nobody sat down and said, hey, take this money over to Jesse, or did Jesse give this money to this guy, or what have you. No. Didn't have enough information, so that's what went to two trials. And the fact that it was a political assassination to my man because everybody in the city couldn't stand him, and that's what the whole point of being happening. But to give Jesse Jackson reason for wearing a wire, he quotes me saying he wearing a wire because Rob Blagojevich would not want to appoint his wife to the head of the lottery, and he got mad at that. And then rumor has it that he said, you should have gave my campaign contribute $30,000, I might have thought something about your wife. He got mad at that. Took that to the damn fans office, and from that point on, he'd been wearing a wire, trying to get Blagojevich on that point on, trying to get him saying, give him some money. That's why Jesse did not get arrested for the broad Blagojevich shit because he's part of this thing. Well, Jesse Jackson is running for it because the same Indian guy, speculation, everybody, speculation, the Indian guy who got arrested, Jesse been wearing a wire and get that guy in trouble, and that's why he's hiding from the Indian mob right now, and that's why he's in hiding. He's trying to put a little crazy scam on, point blank. And I go again, Sean, you don't wear no wire. I mean, it ain't cool because you want to be FBI's or sneaky sneakies, whatever. I mean, everybody's suspect. When you live in a YouTube world right now. You ain't even got to be a somebody or somebody to take your words and misconstrue it and put it on the internet or put it on Facebook or put it on YouTube. I mean, wait, right now, society, everybody is prone to make money off who you are, off your humiliation, off your popularity, and off your infamy. And those that try to capitalize off some another person's ill will or will, fuck no. There's no justification.
You know,
I'm in trouble. Well, I'm aware. Well, I'm in trouble. Ooh, well, I'm going to go get everybody so I can get off a little more time. So, yeah, we did it together, but I'm about to go get everybody so I can get a couple of months off. Yeah, do that shit. Man, what the hell? I mean, like my man Beretta said. Beretta said, don't do the crime if you can't do the crime.
And I tell you what, if people thought I did something and other folks was ending up dead because people thought something went down a certain way, guess what? I wouldn't have one mood disorder. I'd have 15. I'd be scared for my freaking life. And that's
what I'm saying. Let me give you an example. There was a man, look it up. There's a man by the name of William Beavers. He's a commissioner. He came out on TV and was like, hell no, feds, I'm not wearing no wire to get no John Daly, because they try to get the dailies here. I'm not wearing a wire on Daly. Y'all trying to come give me the wires? He says this flat out on TV. People end up dead here wearing y'all wires. I'm not touching one. I'm 75 years old. Take me to jail. I ain't got nothing to lose. Fuck it. That's what I'm going to do. Whatever. And y'all ain't got
right,
nothing
so,
on me.
So you know what? So that just goes to show you how big and how hard the criminals are in Chicago. Because
no, Dana.
You have a 60-some-year-old man talking about,
Dana,
I just don't
you can be in D.C. You can be in D.C., Dana.
Saving his life?
Dana, you can be in D.C. And somebody heard you was telling, they'll come get you off GP. Period. You ain't got to be no big-time gang. You can be small-time Fred. There's nowhere in America where snitching is allowed. There's no one likes a snitch nigga. No one likes a snitch bitch, period. There's no way on this God's green earth that anybody will be happy around a snitch. Even if they know you were snitching, they'll be careful around you because, yeah, nigga, you might snitch on me because that's what you do. You know? So that's how it is. I got new music coming out Thursday, and I got a song for you, Sean. Tune in Thursday. I got this clip of my homie Kanye. I'll play it for you. And, you know, all I got to say, man, may the Most High be with y'all. Good night. May your God be with you.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you. Without me knowing, they melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me suicidal, women make me hate the night. Get too real, it's homicidal, little killer, socialize. Bypass the friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, I can't get the motion right. Trying to ride the wave, live it like become so ocean-like.